Yes, before I get into the paper, you know, every morning I'll get a notification from the Joy FM Twitter. And Jojo has a way of always selecting my national service pictures and posting them on Facebook. Twitter. Jojo.
He's listening.
Always posting my national service pictures on
the X. He's posting your DBDBABA pictures.
So I've sent him new pictures. Because the pictures he posted this morning from national service, people say, this boy, this is the guy. Anyway, getting into the Daily Guide newspaper. Adamu's lease revocation. Apply same rules for Galamsey and Big Mines. A retired miner talking to the mines minister. Two killed, Nigerian arrested in fault bank robbery. NPP national executives election nominations open. 50,000 CDs for chairman position. And Horticulture Expo 2022 to redefine trade and green jobs.
So the chronicle for this morning, and I start with Proverbs chapter 22 verse 3. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Hepatitis B, your barber's blade, could put you at risk. Yes.
Well, there are a lot of the papers here. Let me get into the...
Before you get in there, hold on. Kingsley Adjiman defends his record. Right here. And MPP elections, Koka Kujo cruising home for victory.
Yeah, this Saturday, the MPP's regional elections are happening. The Daily Graphic, Ghana needs urgent agriculture reforms to boost competitiveness across Africa. Reverend Albert Okran speaking there. Arabic not compulsory. Education Ministry clarifies. And then Graphic Business, Tambay Bank, also pushing for funding for transport sector. All of that on the front page of the Daily Graphic.
The Ghanaian Times this morning, Ofanko crash claims 11 lives, injures 13, road indiscipline blamed. We'll talk more about this. 11 Ghanaians.
And
died
in fact, there are others who are suggesting 13. And the numbers
I've seen the pictures and videos.
It's incredible what happened.
NHIA releases 35.1 million cedis for free primary healthcare services. Stakeholders push for first sustainable public sector pay system. Vacate or face eviction. Minister gives power line encroachers 1 month notice. Let's get to the back page. And the back page, fish farms waste water can boost food security. Mm-hmm. And agribusinesses need skills and systems to grow. And that's the APSA MD. It is very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
Agribusinesses, they need skills and systems
to
grow. And you know sometimes we assume that going into agribusinesses is a small thing. Charlie, oh boy, it's not easy. Well, let's get into the Business and Financial Times.
Yes, the Business and Financial Times leads with growth slows to 5.1% in May as services remain key anchor. Agriculture slows sharply. All of that. The growth momentum hinges on structural reforms, export diversification, according to Deloitte. And then business confidence remains robust despite rising cost pressures, AGI barometer.
Okay, so let's go online now.
Zenith Bank says, stay alert, shine your eye when someone calls claiming to be from Zenith Bank. Fraudsters can sound professional, confident, and convincing. They may ask you to confirm your account details to help resolve a supposed problem to secure your account. Remember, Zenith Bank will never ask for your PIN, password, or OTP over the telephone or email or via any channel. If a caller calls for this information, do not share it. End the call immediately and contact Zenith Bank on 0542 00 0011 or 0302 680 884. Shine your eyes, spot the fraud, and stop the fraud. This is a message from the Zenith Bank in partnership with the Ghana Association of Banks.
Okay, so
yes, online. The big story is that this morning, 24-hour economy must go beyond slogans. AGI demands concrete action. Blank passports, visa stickers found in office of the Ghana Embassy IT officer accused of concealing digital records, and AXA Energy bribery scandal. Public inquiry will expose and shame culprits. The Minsha South MP there. NPP's concerns over AG's credibility to probe AXA Energy deal baseless. That is the NDC. And NRC probes Abuboya link to a Ofanko crash that killed 12. And fuel prices have risen by more than 33% in Ghana since the start of the year.
Not a good one. Not a good one. And citynewsroom.com, I'll come back to that. Citynewsroom.com says Cocoa Board bans LBCs from buying cocoa from farmers on credit. Demolish illegal structures around Fort's castles. That's according to Abladjifa Gomeshi. And National Cathedral funds could have completed some Agenda 111 hospitals. Ayine. Business confidence remains strong despite rising cost AGI, and four Ghanaian onion trucks released as Ghana-Nigeria trade dispute ends. And Asantebeko bribe saga, public inquiry will shame culprits, Bafo Ewa. TDC has no planning authority, must seek TMA approval, Ebi Bright.
Yes, let's do the inside stories now. And this, yesterday, the police talked about some false robbery in which two people were killed. That story is in the Daily Guide this morning. The Ghana Police Service have arrested a Nigerian and shot dead two others following the foiled robbery attempt on banks at Laboni in Accra yesterday. The suspect, Augustine Okechukwu Mazi, is currently in police custody assisting with investigations. According to the police statement, officers received intelligence at about 10:45 a.m. on Wednesday that a gang of robbers were preparing to attack GCB Bank, Ecobank, and Zenith Bank, all located at Laboni. The statements indicated that the team was immediately deployed to the area, where the suspects were spotted in vehicles parked close to the banks. Upon sighting the police, one of the vehicles sped off in an attempt to escape. Police chased the vehicle and arrested Augustine Okechukwu Mazi, while the other occupant managed to escape. The robbers in the second vehicle also attempted to flee while firing at the police, but officers engaged them in a shootout, resulting in the death of two suspects. The police recovered two vehicles from the scene, a Toyota Highlander and a Hyundai Tucson with registration number GS791517, and a number of other exhibits as well. Well, kudos to the police. Let's see how that investigation goes. Let's see how they want to go.
But yeah, it's good. It's good that the police were able to foil that robbery attack. And so they should do more. You know, use intelligence to do all of these things. Yeah. Yes.
Well, let's do more stories. And this story is about yesterday's death. And the accident that happened yesterday. The Ghana National Fire Service has confirmed that 12 people have died and 22 others have sustained injuries in a fatal accident at the Fanko barrier involving a tipper truck and a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter bus. That story is also on myjohnline.com with NRSA confirming that 12 people have died. So the death toll from Thursday morning's multi-vehicle crash along the John Terry of Fanko corridor has risen to 12. The National Road Safety has confirmed the crash, which occurred on Thursday, involved seven vehicles, including two heavily loaded tipper trucks, two passenger Sprinter buses, two private saloon cars, and a tricycle. Winston, let me see this. Listen, lives, ordinary lives, must mean something. And I wrote that on my Facebook and my Twitter yesterday. You know, at least 12 people, we can confirm, perished in that ghastly accident last morning. A 15-year-old child lost both legs. And if you look across what we can call a Ghana, our leaders, it is just complete silence from the government, business as usual. I mean, elsewhere in the world, when tragedies of this scale occur, you see political leaders falling over themselves to release statements, even if it's just for the optics. Here, nobody can be bothered. Of course, we know that if a politician had died in a similar circumstance, even if it was in the course of their private lives, the response would be different. You will feel it in the national talking. You feel it. But 12 people died in that ghastly accident yesterday, and no one could be bothered. Everybody was moving on like it was just a normal day. 12 people. In which country is that not a big tragedy that a country comes together to mourn? And in mourning, demanding of our leaders to fix the very basic things that are causing these sometimes needless and avoidable accidents. 12 people, mothers, children, fathers, breadwinners of their families who just went out this last morning, just like I came out this morning. It could be any one of us. Accidents do happen. And sometimes it could be just really be accidents or the systemic issues that we have failed to address, the lack of street lights, the poor roads, and everything that leads to these accidents. And it's just business as usual. I mean, we have to treat ordinary lives like they matter. And I use ordinary lives in quotes. Not just, like, it just cannot be business as usual when these things happen. People die every day on these roads, and then we just move on like it's nothing. Winston, the government, the roads ministry, the transport ministry in particular, look at some of the vehicles on our roads, some of the vehicles. The least crash will just mangle these vehicles because they are not roadworthy. But they, every now and then, they have a roadworthy sticker and they are on the road. It's tragic what has happened. 12 dead, and in particular, 15-year-old that has lost the legs, two legs, his life maimed for life. We have to show that ordinary lives matter in this country, Winston.
You know, there's this story. The Greek transport minister in 2023 resigns after train crash kills at least 36 people, and it talks about the fact that he says he felt it was his duty to step down as a basic indication of respect for the memory of the people who died so unfairly.
Yeah.
I am not saying anybody should step down, no. But I'm saying we should get serious in this country. Look, people have raised concerns about lighting on our roads.
Yeah.
It's like we don't care.
Yeah, we don't.
Today at night, when you drive at night and you're not careful.
Yeah, you're driving by memory. So if you go on a road that you don't know, you just know that you are just praying. Because you don't know where the next hotel is coming from.
Whenever you get home, in fact, whenever I get home and I'm going to sleep, my prayer is only a prayer of thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That the Lord took care of me till I got home safely.
Yeah.
Because just here, yesterday when I was going home, a motor rider almost ran into me.
Exactly. And now we have aboboyas and other things. What is an aboboya doing on a highway? And let me just say this last point. You see, because we have failed to deal with some of our systemic issues, these mushrooming solutions have come in, and so the people who have the power to act are not acting. For instance, look at the state of sanitation in this country. It is literally the aboboyas, or whatever you can call them. They are the ones actually dealing with transportation. 1 week, aboboyas didn't come in my area in Madina, and the entire area, you could see the filth. You could see people's dustbins overfilled.
Let me just say, do you know our problem in this country? Our problem is politics. Partisan politics. Because of partisanship, we don't do anything right in this country. Because, you see, today, we're going to legalize Wakada, we legalize aboboya, then that is the end of it.
Instead of putting in place
have a problem, and let me make this point, I don't have a problem with the legalization of motorcycles as Okada, whatever. But whenever you decide to legalize something, you must do it holistically. So in doing it holistically, you must also put in place measures or safeguards.
Mm-hmm.
But here we don't do that. So this is the Famanyame Republic, the DBDBA.
Oh yeah. 13 people died and we've moved on. So the next 15 people died.
Let's get into other stories.
Yes, this story is about the gun rub. The government planned to get 18% import cover, 18 months of import cover by 2028. And government, three others signed MOU to secure 30% large-scale gold output. The finance ministry and three other entities yesterday signed a memorandum of understanding to facilitate the sale of 30% of gold output from large-scale mining companies under the Ghana Accelerated National Reserve Accumulation Policy. The agreement was signed by the Bank of Ghana, represented by Governor Dr. Pandit Esiama, Minister for Lands and Natural Resources Emmanuel Amakofi-Bua, Chief Executive of the Ghana Gold Board, Sami Jemfi, and Chief Executive of Ghana Chamber of Mines, Ken Ashibe. The Ghana Accelerated National Reserve Accumulation Policy, passed by Parliament, seeks to increase Ghana's international reserves to the equivalent of 15 months of import cover by 2028 to strengthen the country's financial buffers and protect the economy against future shocks. That story is in the Daily Guide.
You see, this whole bit about import cover, it's good because it actually shows economic safety, would show you, shows that some bit of protection for a currency value and builds trust with global investors. Okay. But this is what I am interested in the most. I am interested in the general well-being of the Ghanaian. Okwajante, I've said this before, and I'll say this again. Look, as a people, we must begin to look within. We must begin to deliberately create Ghanaian businesses. We're talking about, Sesam Jonah. And his case in Abuja,
in Nigeria.
The expectation would be that the government of Ghana would fight for Sesam Jonah. But having said that also, the expectation would be that the government of Ghana will facilitate the construction of estates by Ghanaian real estate developers. We have salt, electrochem. The expectation is that the government of Ghana would assist Electrochem to grow into a major producer of salt in Ghana, in West Africa, and eventually in Africa, and compete globally. If ENP is into mining, what prevents the government of Ghana from supporting, ENP to expand? Because after all, when Ghanaian businesses expand, what do we see? It will lead to a transformation of the Ghanaian economy. Okay, I don't know why we are always happy that you know, people who say the mining companies have paid this amount of tax. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then they take the bulk.
They
of
paid.
The money
they paid outside. You tax on their profit. Do you know how much you could have made state if all you had done was probably to take over them, you know, to have a mine and get Ghanaian contractors to mine and pay you? Or we think it's not necessary? These are things I believe we should be doing. You know, I mean, and if we don't think about developing Ghanaian businesses, look, if you go to Nigeria, how can you compete with Dangote in Nigeria?
Yeah.
You cannot go and compete with Dangote in Nigeria.
There are abuse and all of these other guys.
What have we done in Ghana when it comes to the financial sector? We must deliberately make sure that you have Ghanaians who control the Ghanaian economy. Oh, this era of, we need foreign direct investment. Look to yourself. I don't know whether you remember that book. I think it was class 5. In those days, look to yourself. For all things, look to yourself. Eh? Charity, they say, begins at home. Let's see. I think we can just do one more story and then we'll wrap it all up. Let me bring you the story from citynewsroom.com, because which the Ghana Cocoa Board has barred licensed buying companies from purchasing cocoa beans on credit from farmers, warning that the companies that breach the directive risk losing the operating license. Okay, so they shouldn't buy it on credit again. Okay, I think it's okay. It's a good thing. I mean, if you want to buy, just go ahead.